Hey friends, it's May 16th. Welcome to Pray Today. I want to read some words of Jesus. We've been spending some time in Matthew chapter 5, and I think we will for a couple more days at least. I want to go to one of the things that Jesus taught about, and that is probably the overarching theme of Jesus. What did Jesus teach us to do? Jesus taught us to love. To love Him first, to love others as we love ourselves. So I want to go to Matthew 5, 43 to 48, because this is Jesus very clearly telling us that we are not just to love those that we get something from. Okay, watch this. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." We'll come back to that tomorrow. "That you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, let me start with that last verse, 48. We'll never be perfect, but we are to strive for perfection because we're to strive to be like Jesus. So Jesus says, it says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And that's pretty Old Testament stuff there. I mean, that's kind of what it says. But Jesus says, I'm going to turn some things around, and I want you to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And He says, you know, he lets the sun rise on the good and the bad people. He gives the good and the bad people life. He sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. So, you know, when we've got a farmer praying for rain and he's a non-believer, and you've got a farmer that's praying for rain and he is a believer, God sends rain oftentimes to both. And Jesus says this. He says, if you just love the people who it's easy to love, if you just love the people who love you and you can get something out of it, there's really no reward in that. It feels good at the time, but there's no reward in that. And this is Jesus making a statement about rewards. So if He says you won't get a reward if you just love those who love you, wouldn't it also make sense to deduct that we will get a reward if we love those who don't love us? So put this into modern day situations here. Those people who are your family and your friends, they're pretty easy to love most of the time, aren't they? Notice I said most of the time, but they're easy to love. And they're the people God has blessed us with as family and friends. But think about those people that you run into that you've heard rumors about. Think about those people that you run into that don't have a loving countenance about them. Think about those people that you run into that maybe you have a history with. Think about people that you walk into a store and you see that you don't know, but they look different than you. I want to encourage you to walk into today with love emanating from you. That's my goal for today, and let's pray about that together. Lord, we know that You call us to love. Thank You for the people You have given us that are easy to love, the people who love us. But God, we want to focus today on those who don't love us. Maybe they don't love us because we have a history. Maybe they don't love us because they don't know us. Maybe they don't love us because they have different political views or they look different than us. But Father, You call us to love. You call us to love everybody. And so, Lord, may we be very conscious today as we walk into our day about loving everyone. May we put on love today. And Lord, we just thank You so much for the opportunity and the ability to love. Don't allow us the excuses or to sell ourselves short in what we're capable of doing. For You will not ask us to do something that You won't also make us capable to do. May we put on love today, and may we make You proud of that. And thank You for the rewards that we get to store up. And Lord, we would do them if we would do them even if you didn't tell us we would have rewards, simply because it's a sign of loving you and you ask us to do it. God, thank you for the love that will come from us in today and in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.